Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You got to hear what this former Secretary of Defense William Perry's talking about. He paints out a scenario, and he talks about that he formulated his words very carefully. The journalist said this, writing about him, that a nuclear attack on America is what he's talking about. Even his scenario, he writes out, going right down Pennsylvania Avenue between the House, White House, and between the Congress. And if it goes off, over 80,000 people, he estimates, would be destroyed, including our president, is what he says when he was making this report. And then he talks about the scenario is in five other cities would have it, and once a week one would go off. I'm going to tell you the details on that.
Of all the times, prophetically, I mean, think about this, John, of all the times that Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, the copyright would be lifted, it's January the 1st, I believe, of 2016.
70 years.
Yeah, take it. You can see it right here. I mean, he wrote this book, you said, in prison, is what you said?
Wrote it in prison. This is
Alinsky's first version of Saul Alinsky's book. But the interesting thing, too, is that Mein Kampf is the actual word means my struggle. My struggle is what it actually means. And when you look at the definition of jihad, what you're seeing today, you know, take place, a jihadi, you know, war is the act of struggling, striving, applying oneself. It's a struggle.
Wow.
And you're looking at the rise of the struggle that's looking for hegemony, which is rule, world rule, right? Mm-hmm. That's what Hitler wanted.
World domination.
And now you're looking at the rise of my struggle, jihad, who wants a caliphate, which is hegemony, world rule, world domination, the want. I mean, Hitler wanted that. He didn't get it, but he wanted that. In the process of wanting that, you know, many of God's people were 2/3 of the Jews were killed. Well, 6 million Jews were...
6 million Jews.
6 million Jews, plus there's many other people that got killed, Christians.
There was a country that were given the copyright of Mein Kampf, and they kept it locked down for 70 years, so they didn't want this hatred to come out. Right. And now that the restrictions are off, everyone's going to be printing it.
But I found out that Turkey, who our president is supporting and not spying on, has 30,000 copies of
already
My Struggle, Mein Kampf. And in this particular book, I have several quotes from that, you know, and it's just crazy the timing of all this. You know, you think about it. Israel surrounded. Even America's leaders are not standing for Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, we've shown this to you early on, he stood in Congress and said, even if we have to stand alone, we're going to stand alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're going to have to stand alone unless we get a new leader who gets back in alignment with regards to that we want to honor God and honor Israel and honor God in our nation. But it's not coming out that way. And so, 30,000 copies of this book was already in Turkey already, and a couple other, Japan, China, they had some of those. But what's going to be loose? This mindset, I mean, when I'm reading some of the things that was said, the mindset sounds exactly like Saul Alinsky, how to organize people. As a matter of fact, look at this first one right here. You know, he says, this is what's written in some of the stuff in Hitler's book that's about the come out and be printed all over the place, probably obviously the internet. That all great movements are popular movements. Think about that. What's going on in America? All great movements are popular movements. They are the volcanic eruption of human passion and emotion stirred into activity by the ruthless goddess of distress or by the torch of the spoken word cast into the midst of the people.
Wow.
that's what's happening.
Yeah.
You have radical jihadists who, one of the Russian papers just recently reported that says that, our leadership is supporting ISIS. They did things when we saw ourselves. You saw 6 days in Iraq, 17 months since that first launch of ISIS. The supply lines, their money lines, was going back and forth. We showed you that exact place in 6 days in Iraq. and you're looking to that people and you're watching these oil trucks go back and forth where millions of dollars was financing all this huge volcanic eruption of human, you know, passion. And that same day or the following day is when they decided to begin to bomb the oil wells in Syria that provided, you know, mm-hmm. oil. But look, it was written. This is coming out. It's almost like somebody's going to tell your story. But he says, all great movements are popular movements. And think about how the popularity, this whole thing is about popularity. Mm-hmm. There's one particular federal judge, appeal judge, that out of the Supreme Court justices, they say that he is the most well-respected one. And he talks about a most recent decision by the Supreme Court in regards to marriage was they had to actually change the popularity of something to be able to create something that did not exist. But they did it out of popularity because it wasn't really legit the way it was going on. Wow. But he said this, and he's one that would have supported it. It was gone some other way. He also says, you know, Germany will either be a world power, to sound like, you know, ISIS, or will not be at all. That's Adolf Hitler in Mein Kampf. He talks about the art of leadership is to consolidate the attention of the people against a single adversary and taking care that nothing will split up the attention. The leaders of genius must have the ability to make different opponents appear as if they belong to the same category. So we're having people who say they love Jesus. Other people say they love Muhammad and Allah. And you have people who, well, that's pretty much it. You know, mm-hmm. And everybody else is being ran to Mount Sinjar, you know, and being, you know, crazy things going on or being persecuted, accused, or isolated. And you have these oddities together, but you got to make it look like they're all in agreement going in the same area.
Right.
I mean, this is like Hitler. This is Mein Kampf.
This is a playbook.
This is a playbook. It's a playbook. Oh my goodness. You know, prophecy is amazing. It's depressing though when you're actually sharing it and nobody's planning on listening to it or waking up and going, we got to do something about this. Because, I mean, think about what happened in Germany.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, you know, it's amazing because this all started to unravel. Many times we think that because an event doesn't happen tomorrow or within 3 weeks or a month that it's over. But Hitler started right when in 1919 when the Treaty of Versailles said that Germany in World War I was the loser and they had to pay all these
reparations,
$57 trillion.
Which they didn't have.
No, they went bankrupt and they started having this
anti-Semitic. They started printing money to pay.
Yeah. Anti-Semitic, you know, feeling.
Which is racist towards Jews.
Plus pro-Germany. Mm-hmm. And
nationalism.
What happened over a period of time, it was from 1919 till 1933 that Hitler actually gained full power. And so you're looking at a series of 13, 14 years where the Jews could have, and some of them did, you know, flee from Germany.
The ones that left, the other Jews called them traitors.
Traitors, deserters.
They deserting were unpatriotic. Germany.
Yeah, and it was horrific. But they you know, about 30,000 of them left, but there was a progression. And one of the progressions was when they burned down their parliament, Hitler started taking away their rights and saying, in view of national security, no freedom of speech, no freedom of religion, no freedoms at all. And then they began to instituting laws against Jewish people, the right. Jews.
And it was rapid. Once they started unfolding with Kristallnacht and all that.
But it first started with the taking away of the rights. Because now you couldn't speak out. Now you couldn't say anything. Then
Hitler created fire in Parliament, basically, and then blamed it on somebody that it wasn't. They came back once Parliament was established, and Parliament basically voted themselves out and gave him full voted. Basically, we would say voted away a constitution, which you can do that. Congress can do that. And all of a sudden, he was the what's his name? Supreme leader. Hitler was the
Führer.
The Führer. That means leader. Mm-hmm. And so that all happened. And when you see our program today, how it entered, you hear this particular man saying, you know, if we die, we die, we die free. Every act of defiance is an act of freedom. Those are Jews escaping Hitler. That's what that movie is called, Defiance. You got to see that movie with filters, you know, but you got to see it because it's exactly what took place. And we could be there in a couple of days if we don't wake up. We're going to put all these quotes out of Mein Kampf so you can see them firsthand on the VFN Torch. But I just want to pray. I want to pray, and I want to ask you to pray for us if you would. We sure need your prayers. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Lord, that you're in total and complete control, and that every moment you are providing a way for us, a path for us of deliverance. God, and I thank you for that. Give us eyes to see this path of deliverance. Give us hearts to a grace to be able to follow those paths of deliverance, Father God. Lord, I pray for Israel and the protection of Israel. God, I pray for the salvation of Israel. I pray for protection of the church, God. Lord, I pray that our eyes would be open, Lord God, and that we would do your will, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.